Enling. There's a man who cares for the last snail of its kind, Acanella apex fulva, knows precisely how much moisture, shade, and light it needs to thrive while it spends its dwindling time in a glass cabinet. Don't think about what you can start. Think about what you can end, was the advice I heard on a time management podcast while slicing bananas for my daughter's breakfast. The banana comes from Guatemala, where its kind is plagued by the Fusarium fungus to a possible, almost certain, if it continues at this rate, extinction. I've never been to Guatemala, seen a rotting banana plant, or touched a snail's glossy shell of the kind that resembles the palate of a chocolate box. Dark brown, chestnut, white, the occasional splash of mint. I watch my daughter collect stones in her plastic bucket, clinking them beside her as she runs smiling from one corner of our yard to another. Impossible to say if this July is the warmest month since the last warmest month until it is. My dread, a garden crawling with invasive insects. Later, she smashes bananas at the table between her dirt-crusted fingernails, laughs at the stickiness while I try to finish the article I started days ago about Acanella apex fulva, whose largest threat is, you might have guessed, another snail, Euglendina rosea, aptly named for its rosy-hued carapace, who will follow the slimy trail of its gastropod cousin, then yank it from its shell with its serrated tongue, and swallow it like Cronus, shell and all. When a species is the last of its kind, it's called an endling, a word that reminds me of changeling. Such a fairy-swapped child I've called my own. I've made this place for her. Warm, soft, a place that someday I'll not be allowed to enter, that may not even survive me.